You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh, and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Because I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's worth a discussion. I don't know, but let me put a ball on this side of the ball. If the Packers do anything in free agency, it's going to be on the defense side of the ball. I do genuinely believe that. However, there's a small part of me, given that they quote unquote made inquiries about Jonathan Taylor, that we still haven't heard anything about Aaron Jones, that we know that they're not bringing AJ Dillon back. Every single running back is available. This is one of the wildest, most robust running back free agent markets that we've seen in a really long time. And once again, like we mentioned earlier, the more availability there is, the less expensive these players are going to be. I think there's a good chance. I don't like it. I'd rather get someone in the draft, someone young, someone fresh, not waste money on a running back. If you're going to pay money for a running back, I want it to be Aaron Jones. I'm going to be very clear about that. However, I do think there's a good chance that they go and get one of these free agents. How do you feel?
I 100% agree. Just to put a bow on the inside linebacker conversation, Sione Takitaki is my under-the-radar pick for inside linebacker. I know all of the things about him because he played for the Browns, and obviously I'm forced to follow the Browns very closely, but he had a really strong relative athletic score. So just a little under-the-radar prediction inside linebacker. I don't think he'll cost a ton of money. But yeah, no, I think it makes a ton of sense for the Packers, and I agree with you. I don't want them to be spending that kind of money on a running back, but if we were comfortable with them bringing AJ Dillon back for a couple million, then we should be comfortable with them using those same resources to bring in someone that they feel better about, right? Like, I'm with you that Aaron Jones needs to be the guy above all else. Like, I don't care who they bring in. It needs to be Aaron Jones. But let's say they were going to give AJ Dillon $4 million. If you want to go sign, Alexander Mattison for $4 million, like you like his game better, sure, then yeah. But I don't think that should deter them from taking a running back in the first couple probably on day two or early day three, because I think it just gives you a buffer too, right? We saw Aaron Jones dealing with injuries. A rookie, you're probably not going to want to be your bell cow back, so they're going to need a third. And if they're not feeling like Emmanuel Wilson or Patrick Taylor, some of these guys are going to be that strong third option. This is the market for it, and you can spend as much or as little as you want.
Yeah, it's true. You make a good point that you really can wait to see where the market shakes out, because you don't have to make a big swing at any of these guys. Nobody got franchise tagged. Nobody's going to garner a big contract. You know, I think even Saquon Barkley is going to have to take one of those 1 year prove it deals. You know, it's kind of sad the way that running backs are valued. But again, like, there's not a world where I see the Packers shelling out any kind of like big contract. To me, look, I think the Aaron Jones deal is going to get done. Whatever like restructure they're planning on doing, it's going to get done. So it's really about like who complements Aaron Jones, and then, you know, who are they going to take in the draft? And I think I kind of actually see them going through the draft first and then coming out of the draft with whatever running back they take, Blake Corum, and then deciding, okay, who's the third? Because they have Emmanuel Wilson. They'll probably pick up a few guys on the practice squad and then want to round out that room with one of these free agents. I mean, there's a long list here of people who are available. I mean, they could take a Jerick McKinnon, right? A more like pass catching back if they want to go that route. They could go like, I love Antonio Gibson. I take him in fantasy like all the time. He's really fun, like very versatile.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like more like wide receiver type. Although I feel like he kind of fits like a, he's like a Jaden Reed light, like, you know, like Jaden Reed's like just more athletic version. Some of these guys are coming off injuries, which is really unfortunate. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Tony Pollard. I mean, some of the guys on the upper levels, like, I think will get the contracts from teams who need a running back, right? Like, there's that subsection, like Austin Ekeler, Tony Pollard, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, and Saquon Barkley are going to get the contracts. They're not going to be with the Packers. So then it's like that next level of like, who's going to fill in. It's just a matter of seeing like who they take in the draft.
I'm not advocating for this, but I just want your initial reaction to it. The Packers, we know, were rumored to be in on Jonathan Taylor, right? And that was when they had Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon. How would you feel if the Packers had Aaron Jones and Saquon Barkley? Like, how would you feel if they just went in and made like a huge splash at an additional running back to pair with Aaron Jones?
Like, the thing is that I would love it. You know, like, it would be awesome. I don't want.
It'd be an abundance of riches.
It would depend on what they did with everything else. If I felt like they went out and got the linebacker and they got the safety and they hit, you know, they hit the draft and they happened to also through that get Saquon Barkley out of the deal, awesome. But if they get Saquon Barkley and don't fill the clear, like, glaring holes that this team has, it would feel like such a miss. Because you don't need a Saquon Barkley on this team, right? He's – this team doesn't operate under, you know, the bell cow running back style of offense. So I would be interested to see like how they would use a guy like him, you know, like every, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the guy, he is like put everything on my shoulders kind of running back. And that's just not the way the Packers offense ever operated. I mean, we've been screaming for them to use Aaron Jones in that way and they still don't. So it would have to be the right situation, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, that'd be awesome. Like it would be awesome.
Aaron Jones and Derrick Henry.
And I mean, it would be awesome, but it would only be awesome if it was a secondary, you know, cherry on top free agent signing post feeling like the Packers had filled the holes that they need.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and the thing that I've been wondering about, and I'm not saying I think it's going to happen, but, you know, Brian Gutekunst really holds his draft picks. He covets them. Like, he holds them close to the vest. He likes to have as many of them as possible. He likes to move around. There's been a part of me that is wondering if he's going to be a little more loose with those picks this year. And if there's a player that he really likes on a different roster, if he will consider trading some of these picks, because we always say that draft picks, right, are throwing darts at the wall. If there's a guy that is under contract somewhere else that you think is the missing piece, instead of trying to like plug and play guys in free agency or look at guys in the draft that you're going to have to develop, like there's a part of me that is wondering if he's going to be like, hey, we are really close. It's time to be a little bit looser with these picks.
Like who? Do you have anyone in mind?
Not like anybody huge in mind, but I just, he made it sound like, you know, like he had a bunch of picks this year and they're looking at all their avenues. And that's an avenue that we don't historically see them pursue, right? They normally are sending out players to acquire picks. Well, now they've got the extra second. They've got the extra third. Maybe Goot says like, hey, let's go poach a safety from someone else who's ascending and see what happens instead of trying to just throw a dart in the safety room on draft night.
It would be interesting. He's not one to overpay.
Right.
I think in that scenario, you're potentially like teetering on the like overpay line. So I'd be curious to see how he would do that. But you're right. I mean, when you acquire, you know, the extra picks with a Rasul Douglas trade, or you acquire the extra picks with an Aaron Rodgers trade, you maybe feel like you have that ammunition that you didn't have before. You can do a move like that. Draft day trades are fun and exciting. So, any final thoughts on this week? Because we're heading into free agency, so we've got more to come. But this was an exciting week.